أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Looking at the legacy of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, I'd like to start off with his words, at least some of them. And I'll look at 40 ahadith, and I'll tell you why in a minute. First of all, a hadith is a report of the sayings or the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the Prophet, and the plural is a hadith. So he said that one who protects my 40 ahadith so that people may benefit from them will be amongst those of wisdom and learning on the day of resurrection. If I paraphrase, it actually means that if we are able to manifest, live these sayings, then we're actually on our way to our full potential. So let's start. They're very, very simple. It's not difficult at all. It's not rocket science. So the first one, and we'll do, inshallah, finish the 40 in the next few days. When he spoke, he would smile. That's not difficult. It's really amazing what a smile does. He would always sit in a circle with his companions. In other words, he didn't have a specific place for himself. You know, when you look at the round table, that's really something that he started. When people used to come into the mosque of Medina, they would say, "Inna Muhammad, who is Muhammad? Where is Muhammad?" Because he wasn't in a prominent place. So he sat together in a circle. He used to mend his own shoes. He used to patch his clothes himself. And he used to grind the wheat. I love this. The next one. His hands were like those of a perfume seller. They always had a beautiful fragrance. And he used to love perfume. You know, one of the most obnoxious things in life is when somebody comes near you and there is not a clean fragrance. You know, cleanliness is half of faith. It's really important to be able to be clean, if nothing else. But the Prophet, my goodness, beautiful fragrance around him. He would always wear his rings on his right hand. Now, rings that are important, we tend to wear on our left hand. Because somewhere in Greek mythology, there was a notion that the finger, the ring finger of the left hand, was connected to the heart. So when people got married, allegedly, they used to make a cut on the ring finger of their left hand on each of their hands and join the blood together. Please don't try doing anything like that. And they believed that was important because that was a sign of love. So we kind of carried on this tradition and we wear our wedding rings on our left hand on the ring finger. When the Prophet said he would always wear his rings on his right hand. You want to try change them? See what happens. He always sat facing Qibla, especially when he went to the mosque. This is the sixth one. You know, there's a lot of notions and talk about feng shui and about the right vibes. If you want the right vibes, if you want to be able to study well, if you want to be able to be at peace, make sure you're facing Qibla. It has a phenomenal effect. Number seven, when he entered the mosque, he would sit at the first available space. Now, for many of us, that's quite difficult because we sort of have a set place that we go and veer towards. But this makes so much sense. He sat where there was an available space. He would drink water in sips and not gulp it down altogether. That's number eight. Number nine. He said, food that is hot does not have blessings. So always let it cool down. We're always insisting on piping hot food when the Prophet says, it's not good for you. The tenth hadith. Olive oil and vinegar are the food of the prophets. Oh my goodness. I could go on and on and on about it. But I'm going to stop here. So that's the first 10 out of the 40. And inshallah, we will continue with the next 10 tomorrow. May Allah give us the tawfiq to be able to follow the footsteps of the Prophet. Because in there is how we reach our full potential, both in the world and in the akhirah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ